You're listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm astrologer Hilary Scott, and I'm here to bring you this week's planetary plans. Be sure and check back to stay tuned in to the positive, loving, evolving flow of the cosmos. So this week we are heading up to a Scorpio full moon, which is really the first full moon of this new season. So it is a very, very potent full moon, and it has very supportive aspects around it as well. So yes, I imagine that we're all feeling it. There's some sort of, it's actually happening Sunday, and it will be at 5:58 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So if there's areas of life that you need to work on that has to do with you stepping into power or, you know, owning your power or taking power, like any kind of where you feel powerless, anything to do with power often comes up with Scorpio. And then also the, you know, the painful, difficult issues of abandonment and betrayal and adoption and abduction. There's all kinds of the dark taboo energies that are stimulated in Scorpio, but it also gives you a real ability to dive deep down and see what you need to see to clear your own self-sabotaging ways. So you might find that as you head up to the Sunday full moon, that you are kind of really contemplating what the truth is for you and what, you know, maybe your upbringing or your some sort of past situation that you were in has hindered your self-expression or you being fully who you are in the world. So oftentimes, as we're being, you know, raised into the world, there is some sort of wound to our, like, our sense of self and our sense of worth. And with Chiron having just gone into Aries, we have a lot more power to be able to address these sorts of, like, deep, dark, painful, wounded parts of ourselves that we'd rather try and ignore. So there's a real kind of, almost like a zealous need to evolve because of the Mars energy, the Aries Mars energy, evolve past our problems. So if you can try and stay centered and grounded and allow the emotional realms to flow, there is much to be gained from this next week. Make sure that you are conscious of what it is you want to create in the world, of what seeds you want to plant, because there is definitely, there's just very fertile ground for you to create reality. And with Saturn trining this full moon and also sextiling it as well, or trining the sun and sextiling the full moon, there is like a very conscious, capable awareness of what you need to do to create like your legacy and a stable foundation for you to thrive from. Because we all do need a stable foundation for us to thrive. So your consciousness of what you need, what steps you need to take, what is missing, what you might have been repressing, what you might not have wanted to admit you really want, that's something that I think comes up, is that you can head off in a direction and not really realize that, like, why are you even heading in that direction? Sometimes we do it for money. Sometimes we do it because we think that's what people want us to do or that's what other people want. But there is, because Pluto and Saturn both went retrograde, this whole energy of becoming actually conscious of what you are kind of fooling, like areas where you're fooling yourself, that could be happening right now. And it's not ever pleasant when you realize that you've been fooling yourself. But that is actually a good thing, because you want to be able to get rid of anything that is not on your path to your true heart's desire. So we can be very distractible, and it's hard not to be. It's actually impossible not to be distracted in today's day and age. Even just having to work on a computer and having the internet available, and if you happen to have the least bit curious mind, it's like one rabbit hole after the next on just the internet. So there is an ability to distract ourselves, but with Scorpio coming in right now on Sunday, the full moon, you will not be distracting yourself from the true heart of the matter. And wonderful things can manifest when you face the truth and when you face your fears and when you, you know, maybe you weren't allowing yourself to have what you wanted because you feared the responsibility, or you fear, there was some sort of fear like a projection that kept you from it. So lots of times the discoveries can be really good and actually help you get out of your own way. Venus has gone into Gemini recently too on the 24th, and Venus in Gemini gives you a real open-hearted like ability to find the curious and have a curious mind and be curious about new relationships and be open to maybe new relationships, possibly jumping in without doing too much thinking, which can help. It can help move some people along that are stuck, that's for sure. But it also just kind of puts interesting characters in your path and gives you a lot of juice for getting out into the neighborhood and mingling with your neighbors and, you know, chit-chatting with like the people that you interact with on a regular basis, which is a very Gemini thing. So there is that energy helping us right now to sort of incorporate the Scorpio energy. It is really quite fabulous. So do make sure that you take time to honor the Scorpio full moon that night. It should be pretty beautiful because Scorpio is a very mystical, magical, powerful, healing, just very brave, courageous energy. So healing of all kinds are possible right now. Letting go of what you need to get rid of so that you can heal is a very, you know, a very positive thing that's coming out of this time. So anything you need to let go of, if you need to get rid of addictions or cigarettes or bad relationships or, you know, belongings, that's always such a wonderful way to show the universe like what your intentions are, is clearing out drawers and clearing out clutter and donating stuff. And I've heard too, and it really works. I've tried this. It works for me. You just have to get up the gusto to look in your fridge and clean it out. And it apparently represents your mind. I think it's in feng shui. So if you get in there and clean out all the old crap that you're not using and all the things that aren't, you know, helping you create health and balance and, you know, there's lots of old food in fridges. Get rid of it and make it clear and organized and lovely. And it'll help you have a really clear mind as well. So you do, I mean, having a clear mind is obviously lovely and important. And that's a wonderful thing to do on the full moon, as well as getting all of your crystals. I'm sure you have a lovely collection of crystals, as I do. And it's wonderful to get them out under the light of the full moon. And it gives them a nice bath in the moonlight and clears the energy, as I'm sure they've been working very hard at your side. So it's nice to kind of fill them up again with some lovely crystal clear full moon in Scorpio energy of that. And if you have any like creative projects, this is a very creative time. There's very, very fertile ground happening right now. And it happens to be, there's a Neptune trine this moon and Jupiter is going to be conjoining it shortly after it is the full moon. So it's a very, like, there's going to be inspiration. There could be lots of joy and optimism, buoyancy and courage and opportunity, even opportunity to travel, an opportunity to interact with foreigners. And then with the Neptune energy there too, it gives you this sort of altruistic, loving, compassionate, mystical, we are all one and connected by our hearts kind of energy. So it's a really lovely weekend coming up. It should be pretty fabulous. And I imagine that there will be something wonderful that happens in your life and something that you've initiated at this time. So do, you know, hopefully you have a full moon and a new moon journal that you keep track of the wishes that you're putting out there and what your intentions are, because it's really quite lovely to be able to go back and see how good at manifesting you are, which I'm sure you probably are really great at. So do take time to write down, make note, do something creative, honor this time, honor yourself, honor what brings you joy and what your desires really are. And really, like, don't settle. Make sure that you have to be the first person to honor what you want, and all will fall into place from there. So that is it for this week. I hope that you have a most fruitful Scorpio full moon on Sunday. If you have any questions or you would like to have your own chart looked at to see where this is going on in your life, feel free to contact me at hillaryscott.com or the Everyday Astrology Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Many blessings.